section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
70 cents on the clap. Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Intercourse, Pennsylvania, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Trouble Pops Up, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in East Smoke, Chap That Ass, and a Pop Pop Fizz Fizz. Oh, what a relief it is with your co-host Big E, Intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Coynett!
Welcome everyone to episode 245 of Burns and IP. I am your host, the Podcasting God.
Amen.
And you're listening to a podcast that thousands and thousands of people all over the world listen to. And what I can guarantee is that you will have so much fun that you will probably get a UTI. That's basically what I'm saying.
That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun is all you're going to get is a UTI. Wow. I've got a fun flock of friends.
Ooh. Is that like a flock of seagulls?
Kind of. I saw your eyes. It made me smile. First, to my left, he's the king of the flannel jokes. He loves bottle caps. He is a master voiceman.
Ooh, that's a new one.
He is the head printer here at IBWIP. And when he saw the Spaghetti Western for later on, he went, really? I don't have that much paper left. Huh. It is the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
Hello. Thank you for all those wonderful things you said about my printer. Thank you.
You're welcome. A few of you will wonder what happened to this young lady many, many moons ago. I can only say that it probably has to do with Bernie Sanders. She's committed herself, her life, she's dedicated herself to wayward puppies, alcohol, and Bernie Sanders. It is our beloved intern Heather.
Aw, how great would it be if there was like a puppy Bernie Sanders?
Puppy Sanders?
Yeah, a little puppy Sanders.
Like a white shaggy dog? Like a shaggy dog that looked like he didn't have a... You know,
I'm going to have a different dog at home when I get there, so fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed it's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
With that New York Jew accent. He barks with the accent.
I need 10% more food.
Woof.
Woof. Woof.
And finally, head of security, vape expert, which is why we're going to be using him definitely tonight, it's the one and only Big E.
Yes. I did a stint in rehab after the last.
You got a little drunk during the marathon.
Had to spend a night in the drunk tank.
You're bawling so much as a delivery driver that you have your own Beats by Dre's that you bring to the studio.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even notice. So those are yours?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
You guys are beat brothers.
That's right.
This beat is Technotronic. Just in case you've never listened to the show, we sit around, we read some news, we do some bits. Tonight we're doing an extra special What's Up in E-Smoke, so if you're a vapor, pay attention. We'll have a promo code later for you to get some
super bonus.
Super bonus!
You lose the bonus.
But at the beginning of the show, what I like to do is talk about my horrible life. And there's usually some kind of problem.
Yep.
Going on in my life, and this week is no exception. Last week, I think it was, or the week before, I put you.
We should start calling this segment "What's Your Problem."
That might be true. Last week, I think it was. Brianna was the only one that was paying attention to my boring story about my battery.
I was losing my mind. I could not believe that horse shit.
Well, this kind of continues on
with
my camper. So,
oh, no.
you know, 2 years ago, on an impulse, I purchased a camper that was from 1998. Mm-hmm. Didn't really know what I was looking for in regards to what I should be looking at. And so I got one maybe that I was a little over my head with maybe possible repairs in the future or problems or just the size of it.
Did you not investigate it at all, look into it?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
I saw it, fell in love with it, and thought, wow, I could have air conditioning and heat?
What?
Let's
damn.
Do this.
The creature, the creature.
The most
comforts.
Expensive impulse buy.
It was quite a bit. So I've been talking in recent episodes about how we're getting things ready on the camper just for the new year, you know, doing some modifications, cleaning up. Molly's redecorating it, putting
a woman's touch.
Yeah, new curtains, reupholstering everything.
Ooh.
And we had one more day of stuff that we needed to do. And we went over this weekend. It was a nice day out. Thought, hey, this is going to be easy. Started to crank up the pop-up,
mm-hmm.
and snap!
No.
I had one of the four main cables that helps your pop-up lift up in the air snapped in half. Instantly, I was ready to punch someone, punch something, just because it's another problem, another problem.
Molly takes another one for the team.
Right.
Later
just,
out.
Just had to show her who was mad and what I was going to do about it. So we went over to the RV place where we bought it from and said, hey, this is what happened to me today. When could you fit me in? Because it's and this is the week that it's starting to warm up too.
Mm-hmm.
When can you fit me in, and how much do you think this is going to cost me? And she just looked at her. You know, she has one of those big, huge calendars, like not the desk calendar, but like even bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got writing all over it. And she's just flaring them up and just moving. It's just way overly animated. And she says, well, I'm not going to be able to get you in for 4 weeks. And I said, okay, well, how much is it going to cost? That mm-hmm. was the other part of the question. She says, I can't tell you. I can't tell you how much it's going to cost.
Because it's a secret?
Is it like labor or something?
Because she can't tell him one price and then it be more and then... Blake can hold her to that.
Right. So what it boils down to is this is not difficult to fix. It's just difficult to...
schedule to fix.
To get... it's time consuming to get it because you have to get it... you manually have to lift up this huge roof.
It's not a one-person job either.
Right. So and the actual materials that I need don't cost... maybe I need like 25 feet of cable, which is like 32 cents a foot. I need a couple of just a couple of things.
Are you asking us right now to do it for you? Is that what this is?
It's my plea. No, so you know, Molly was upset. I was upset. You know, we're ready to go camping. It's starting to get warmed up. We have two huge trips already planned for the first 2 months of the summer. What do? We don't really have. You know, she told me it could be between $300 and $400. Which is all labor. It's $95 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got this dog's ear chopped off.
Yeah.
And you had problems last year. I mean, was there some manufacturer that like monopolized the parts and they exorbitant prices for
yes.
like? Yeah, you're just being you're take through the
like
ringer.
Sealant on it.
Yeah, it was the seal.
Oh yeah. The seal.
Right, the seal. So now I'm in a situation. So we get home. I'm upset. Molly's upset. You know, financially, I don't really think this is something we could just say, hey, let's fix this. But yet, you can't not. It's not like the hot water heater doesn't work where I can go, oh, I'm going to go camping without hot water.
Yeah.
I'm going to rough it.
Oh, shucks.
So I started talking to people on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Like in the podcasting groups that I'm in and stuff. And everybody's like, do it yourself. You can fix it yourself. I just fixed one last week. You can fix it yourself. It's super easy to fix yourself. Everybody's like, fix it. I mean, post after comment after comment. Fix it yourself.
Podcasters are rude.
You can fix it yourself. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. You can do it. No problem. I'm like, I don't have any clue where to start.
Mm-hmm.
So a gentleman sends me a PDF. So I have
oh, wow.
I have a 28-page PDF here that will explain how to fix this.
Why is there a copy on everyone in front of everyone here?
I want everyone to get familiar with
oh,
the procedure,
no.
the process and procedures. They're very important. Safety, obviously, when you guys come over, safety is super important.
Sit first. Safety
I did not dress
first.
For any fixing of a camper today.
No, not today. It's too cold out. So this weekend, I do have the help of someone that has is mechanically inclined, but I don't know if we're going to be strong enough to get this up in the air.
You can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I figured, you know, Molly's like, you know, whenever it has to do with me fixing something, she's always like, don't really know. Maybe we should just, you know.
That's why I stay away from fixing anything in my house.
Well, recently, didn't you fix like a piece of furniture or like a cabinet inside there and it ended up looking pretty good?
Yeah.
Didn't she think that was impressive?
Yeah. That's a lot different than what I'm about to.
Cabinets and cables and whoa.
Right. So and pulleys and I've decided that what's the worst that can happen? I have my appointment for 4 weeks from now.
Oh, okay.
I do have an appointment.
There you go.
Worst that could happen is I can't do it.
Ooh, the outside of it falls down and then the whole thing on the outside breaks.
I think the worst thing that can happen is that you get like that cable, a big tension in the cable, and then it snaps and slices you in half like a Final Destination movie.
I think what would happen is if the worst thing that can happen is I could be inside that camper and
get smashed
and
by
get smashed by the roof.
That's worse. That is worse.
Worst case
is that
scenario,
you have to be
though,
inside the camper while you're doing all this?
No.
Well, you're out $50 more.
Yeah, I'm out $50 more.
And you tried.
Right. And I can say, hey, you don't have to buy the parts because here's the cable, here's all the parts. I never even got that far.
Right.
Worst case scenario, the world ends before you even get to go on your camping trip.
Yeah, that's the worst one. Mm-hmm. Trumped.
All right. So, yeah. So, I've got my 28-page manual. I've got an idea of what I need to do.
It's got pictures in there too. That's really handy.
Yeah,
it's really good pictures of everything except the one part I'm
that
worried
about. Sketchy
about.
Well, exactly. Of course, because they didn't know what they were doing.
I like to use the example of when I got a broken TV and I used a YouTube video to fix it. Did you try to YouTube this thing? Because it might show you step by step online.
Yeah, I did go to YouTube. That was the first thing I went to, but none of the videos that are online are the same type of pulley system that I have. They're all on even older ones where the pulley system's inside and there's tubes and everything. I'm really lucky that it's a 98 and it's a Coleman, so it's a pretty cut and dry pulley system, unlike older ones that have a lot more challenging ones. I just like to see. I wish I could just see all the pulleys and stuff.
You'll be fine.
All right, well, you guys come over here.
I'm busy that day.
About 10:30, and we'll head out, and we'll go over to my in-laws to do it.
Once it's fixed?
I got something going.
Like a party?
No.
A camper party.
It's a pre-fixing camper party.
Unveiling?
It's a pop-up party?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone knows you have to bring sandwiches if people help you with things like that.
I'm offering beer and gondolas. That's all I can provide.
Done.
Done and done.
All right, today in the news, bank robbers wrap up head to toe in aluminum foil for heist.
What?
Huh?
Bank robbers. You know, they just wrapped up.
It wasn't so much the bank robber. You didn't lose me at bank robbers.
Aluminum robbers?
Although you kind of lost me at bank robbers.
bank rubbers?
Yeah. They come to the bank and just lotion everything down.
Well, you see, bank robbers in southern Brazil donned a highly unusual disguise for a heist. The duo aluminum covered suits. Themselves from head to toe in aluminum foil for the early Saturday morning raid on the Banco de Brasil branch in Praia Grande.
I would think that would make it more difficult to be stealth-like.
All the crunchy noises?
All the crunchy noises. And I can feel it on my teeth now.
Was this during Carnival? Maybe that's why they thought they could.
That would have been a good idea.
It doesn't say, no. But I wonder, I mean, because it's also the brightest possible thing you could put on.
Are they hoping that somehow they distract wavelengths in security cameras, or is there an explanation for why?
Yeah, so police said the two believed their improvised outfits would beat the bank's alarm system and stop it from sounding. They wanted to make sure the alarms didn't detect their presence by using the aluminum foil. A spokesman for the Santa Catarina State's military police told Brazilian national newspaper O Globo.
O Globo.
El Colto.
Your favorite beer, Jason.
Your favorite beer.
Jason, if you were to rob a bank,
right.
Let me make sure I have you on camera well and the audio is going, yes. How would you rob a bank?
I'd probably go to like Party City and get one of those flesh-tone suits to where it looks like I'm completely nude. And then, I don't know, just wag my business around, getting kind of clear a path.
To clear the path?
Yeah.
Like a Moses moment, only with your dick?
Women will be falling down on the ground?
Red Sea will be flesh and bones.
That ludicrous song's playing in the background, like loud, move, bitch, get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And when you went up there, how would you initiate the conversation with the teller?
I would look her right in the eye and say, look at what I'm wearing. What do you think I'm here to do? And that'd be it. And then the money would just start. They'd pour all the money into the bag, and I'd walk out of there seemingly completely naked with a bunch of money.
You could stuff it inside the suit so you still look as naked as before.
As the day is long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As your dick is long.
Jason, she just look at you and go, you look like you want to just put a deposit.
I'll put all the money in, like down where my junk is, make it look like I have a huge, huge stacks of pile of dick.
He walks in there and says, "You know, I want to." And it's like a sperm bank. He's like trying to rob a sperm bank.
Give me all your jism.
No, jeez.
Heather, you obviously as a female, you'd probably take a different approach. How would you go about robbing a bank? Let me make sure the camera is on you. Audio recording. Yes. How would you rob a bank?
How would I rob a bank? I guess I feel like a cloak. Is it like a something large and like as though I'm in like The Sound of Music? I could wear one of those like little coats that they have, and then I could just hide them. I could hold my hands here, and I'd like be like,
"What's the benefit of holding your hands like that, like a T-Rex?"
Well, it would be underneath the cloak. And then I could pull out my gun and be like, give me the money. And then I could hide the money in my T-Rex arms. And then we'll be the wiser. They thought I would just, you know, traveling out. The Swiss.
You'd be like an old bad woman.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Money. Are we doing karaoke? Money.
Karaoke beanie is not on the list. Biggie, you obviously have an intimidative size to you.
Got a look.
Okay.
You can't smile like that when you're trying to be intimidating. Okay?
Hi.
Got a look.
How would you go about robbing a bank?
I just walk in there and say, give me the money.
Just like that.
And they'd go, what if they were like, why?
Because look at me. What I'm gonna bowl in a China shop. Like this place.
I'm getting my wallet out right now, just looking at you and hearing you say those things. Blake, what would you do?
I would rob a bank.
Would you tickle everybody?
No. I'd go in there, dressed as the Phantom of the Opera, so I'd have like that half white thing. Uh-huh. I'd have a cloak. I liked your cloak idea.
Good.
And I would go in there, and I would say, "Give me all your $20 bills."
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And when she gave me the first bag, I'd take off. I wouldn't wait for the second bag because when she hands me that first bag, she's pushing that button underneath the counter. That's what happens, I think, with a lot of times with bank robbers is they get greedy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit's better than nothing. I only need $400 to fix this camper, so I just need the one bag of 20s.
You gonna rob a bank for $400?
Well, if that's what they give me.
Yeah. I like that you're a modest robber.
Yeah, because also, if you think about it, if I just get the one bag of 20s,
yeah,
no one's gonna be that mad.
Yeah, they're not gonna put me in prison for that long.
They'll probably just let you go.
They stuff a lot of 20s in one bag.
Right, but if I waited for four bags of 20s and hundreds,
you could just do one little thing.
This could be a stack of 20s.
One stack, isn't that like $1,000?
Give me a stack. Yeah.
Just give me a stack of 20s.
Boom.
I'm here for a stack of 20s, and I'm out. So then, when I ran out, also I would have rubber gloves on, so I didn't leave any fingerprints.
Genius.
And I would
like the kind that you do dishes with.
No, just like
ones that match the outfit.
He's trying to avoid dishpan hands.
Right. And I would also, before I went in there, I would rub my face with newspaper so it made it look like I had like a 5 o'clock shadow. So they'd be looking for somebody with a beard. And I would be the last person that anybody would suspect if the description involved looking for someone with a beard.
You could wear another costume on the inside, like a Superman outfit, and then like take off the Phantom of the Opera outfit, and then be Superman, and no one's going to be the wiser.
And I can say, "I'm Superman," I know, and then just keep running,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And say, "I'm chasing the guy who just robbed the bank."
Yep. Yeah, he went that way.
Wow, that's really good.
Be like, "I need a workout, though," or like,
"Okay, guys,
so you guys keep going."
Saturday morning, let's meet here at about 9:30.
First to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm. First to rob a bank, then to do manual labor.
Then we'll fix your
thing. Gondolas and beer. Right. I like it.
All right.
Well, they didn't work. Needless to say.
Oh. Scratch that.
Long story short, it didn't work. Well, actually, hold on. Let's see. They were still captured on the surveillance cameras, and then the police were alerted.
Why would
and then they didn't even get anything.
Why would they not be? I mean, the security cameras are going to see them.
Hold on, though. They also fled empty-handed, and they left behind blow torches that they were going to use to break into the safe. They're, like, going above and beyond.
Who watched too many damn movies?
Yeah, nobody's going to. You're not Robert De Niro. You're not going to have time to break into a safe.
Yep.
No way.
No, I don't think so, fellas. No. Maybe saran wrap next time.
All right. I have another one. So, castaways rescued after spelling out help in palm fronds. Oh, I like this.
It's a romantic comedy with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, I think.
Fronds.
Fronds.
Fronds with benefits.
Fronds and fronds.
Palm fronds.
Going to pump you up.
So, these two lovebirds.
Three men.
Oh.
Stranded on a Pacific island. Have been rescued.
Could still be lovebirds.
Could be a tri-lovebird situation. Have been rescued after hatching resourceful plan that seems like it's straight off of Gilligan's Island, except more successful. So the trio became stranded on Monday after a wave swamped their 19-foot skiff, which had set out from the Micronesian island of Pulap. They then swam to the uninhabited Fanadik Island, about 2,600 miles southwest of Honolulu, CNN reports.
Is this on planet Earth?
Fanadik.
Fanadik.
Three guys were stranded on Fanadik Island.
Fanadik.
Look, boss, the plane.
De pecker.
I hope that one of them was like an asshole who like just made jokes the whole time about the Fanadik Island.
So you, like Jason.
Like us. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Like me. I'm a dick.
I just Fanadik. They were there for 3 days until a Navy air crew searching for the missing seamen.
Seamen? Hey-oh!
This story's a gold mine!
It's writing itself!
Spotted a large makeshift sign that spelled out help in palm fronds, according to a U.S. Coast Guard statement.
Huh.
Yeah. Though the rescue has been getting attention, largely due to a photo featuring the message, Coast Guard spokesman Lieutenant William White told ABC News it was actually a fire the men made that first caught rescuers' attention.
Ooh, they made a fire, so they've been watching some reality TV.
They're resourceful motherfuckers.
Let's rub our dicks together and make a fire.
Friction.
Oh, I like the visual image of that.
Of three guys just
rubbing their dicks together.
For warmth.
Yeah. And then they create fire because there's just so many sparks between them.
They created fire.
Our relationship.
We got a fan of dick, and that's when the fire's going to start.
Yeah. Come on, Steven.
Did you guys know that the leaves of a palm tree were called a frond?
No.
Frond?
I didn't know that either.
But it was a leaf.
Yeah,
they never even told me that, and I am an avid, or I was a part of a religious cult of sorts as a young child. We just called it being a Baptist.
Oh.
But I mean, Palm Sunday, where they put down palm leaves.
Okay.
And like,
I was like,
no
what
one,
the hell's the connection?
Yeah,
there?
No one ever calls it palm fronds.
So they put palm leaves down and put help.
Yeah, and I never even got to learn that
word.
Did
you
get
out
of the cult? Did you do that a lot on Sundays?
Help. Thanks a lot, Christians.
Get me out. Help.
We're all the fronds.
I don't necessarily think that them spelling it out with leaves, help, the word help is really like that unusual of like, hey, I'm stranded. Let's just, that would be the first thing I would do.
Right.
Then I would rub my dick with Scott and Jason and say, come on, guys, we got to make a fire.
Fan these dicks, fellas.
It's going to get dark soon. We got to stay warm.
Why is the fire? It's so bloody. It's not starting. Oh.
It's like a do-it-yourself episode of Naked and Afraid.
Oh.
Naked, afraid, but horny.
First you get the fronds, then you rub the dicks. Why don't you... You like that? Okay, good. It's going well.
The Navy men are like, please put on clothes before coming on the aircraft.
The Navy ship pulls up, and those three guys are like, yay! Yeah.
Like, hey, we may be called seamen, but that's the gayest shit I've ever seen in my life.
In the Navy, playing in the background. In the Navy.
So you don't think that'd be a good way to get help, though?
No, I didn't say it wasn't a good one. The article makes it sound like this is some crazy, like, I can't believe they thought of this. These guys are the smartest castaways ever.
Tom Hanks, who?
How often does it actually work, though, to write help on the sand? Because you always see every movie where you're stranded, the first thing to do is go to the clearing of the beach in stones or fronds. Mm. They write SOS or help. How often does that actually work, though?
Well, since the fire is what actually brought them, I would guess not very often.
Oh, so the help was just kind of a little novelty.
Yeah, well, it was like, oh, there's fire. Let's search around where we saw this fire. Oh, here's this help.
In tandem.
Yeah. They're not on vacation. They actually need help. We thought they were just, you know, having a fire.
So if they were on vacation, do you think they should spell out vacation?
Don't come. Like, there's just a vacation.
Vacay, keep going.
Do not stop or rub their hanging
the do not disturb sign on the door.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, that's what they should have did. They just should have do not disturb.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd been
so good. We're rubbing all three of our wieners together to start a fire.
You would need so many fronds to do that. We are rubbing all three of our wieners together. Please do not come.
Oh.
Every tree on the island is bare.
Right, so then they have no shade.
Yeah.
So like 2 days later, they're just burnt so bad that they die.
Oh, damn.
Ouchie. Maybe they weren't.
Jeez. That's the worst day ever.
Right.
They probably have pop-up campers at home, though. They gotta get fixed.
You got any more?
Yeah.
One more?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hold on. Vince Neil fights Nicolas Cage after allegedly attacking female fan in Vegas. Sounds like people know this one.
I saw the video on Facebook.
I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
But the video, it was a TMZ video, and really, all you see is Nicolas Cage seems to be totally fucking drunk out of his mind, and Vince Neil seems to be the cool, calm, and collective guy. But it's from like a camera phone in a car. The person rolls down the window, and all you see is like Vince Neil come up to Nicolas Cage, and he's in a suit, big blue, bright blue suit with like a white jacket.
Poor choice.
Puts him in a headlock and puts Vince Neil's face right up to his like they're going to kiss.
He's
like, don't do it, man. Don't do it. And the whole time, to me, it looked like Vince Neil was like cool, calm, and collective. So I'm thinking, oh, this is just Nicolas Cage being drunk Nicolas Cage again in Vegas. But then I'm reading the article, and it's like Nicolas Cage and Vince, you know, tries to stop Vince Neil, who grabbed a girl's hair for asking for an autograph or something. And I'm like, there's a whole lot of this video
that's missing.
Because it just makes makes Nicolas Cage look like a sloppy fucking drunk.
Well, that's because TMZ camera crews are just like starving 20 to 30-year-olds who just walk around looking for people.
It was in a car, and then they rolled down the window, and then all of a sudden you heard the audio. It was really goofy.
As goofy as this child walking in here with a humpback.
Hey, buddy. What are you up to, buddy?
The kid will do anything for camera. The kid will do anything for camera time.
Come over here.
Oh, yeah?
Come here.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, look what's in there.
What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
There's banana runts in there.
I know. Keep them.
Blake wants one.
Why are you down here?
To get candy.
Typical kid.
Go away, candy boy.
Do you know where my Star Wars cards are?
Yeah, your Star Wars cards? Yeah, I'm not doing a show here. It's cool. They're on the coffee table. But hey, anything else you need me to get you?
He's been doing this longer than you've been alive, pal. All right? Give me those runts.
Wow.
Yeah, runt.
Give me a banana runt.
So Nicolas Cage seemed like the bad guy.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
But he wasn't the bad guy.
I know, but
let's see.
So Vince Neil was the jerk off, but they didn't catch that part.
He looks terrible, doesn't he?
They
holy shit! It looked like in 1989 they submerged him in water, and in like 2007 they're like, "Hey, let's get you out of there." He's just all bloated. And shit.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
Vince Neil. Do you know Vince Neil?
No.
Come on,
Motley Crue is.
Had big hair. Does he still have big hair?
No, he's got long hair, but
he's got big everything else.
But you know, he's got that tattoo shop. Right on the strip.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. The first time me and my brother went, we stayed at Caesar's Palace. And I think it's kind of across the street from Caesar's Palace. And it didn't really say where this was, but it just seemed like the story didn't go with any of the 25 seconds of video I saw.
Right.
That's fantastic, though, isn't it?
They're both a total shit show anyway, so it doesn't...
That's so great, though, just to see these two grappling each other. You got it.
They're like making out. It's crazy. I'm going to try to bring it up while you talk some more about it.
Well, you got the whole thing of the story, the gist of it all. The officer that got it called in, Officer Meltzer, said the department received a call around 5:24 p.m. from the Aria Hotel regarding a female that had allegedly been battered by Neil. The fight occurred after Neil grabbed the woman by the hair.
Which is how you're supposed to grab a woman in the first place.
Yep.
I got to retrain myself that she's back on the show. I have to retrain myself. I can't talk like that anymore.
Because really, it's a horrible way to react to human beings.
Really taking offense.
Oh, so now there's a 43-second clip and then a 27-second clip. I'm going to play this for you guys. Oh, actually, there's now a 4.5-minute one. Okay, I didn't see the 4.5 one.
There's a bunch of shitty aftermath.
I'm going to give you the one that I saw.
Should we get up close on the mic for the no?
This is during broad daylight.
And we're in a car. Oh, that is a fancy suit.
That is a bright suit for sure. Now he's grappling him. What's he saying? Shut it down?
Yeah.
The quote is, fuck you, man. Stop this shit now.
Look at them making out.
Yeah.
He's right up in his business.
That's what you got to do.
And then he's like, he says,
not even a fight.
And then he says,
that's what you do
I
when your bro
you.
Is doing something yeah. dumb, though.
Yeah, that's...
When your buddy's doing something, you get right next to them.
That wasn't a fight. That was, get over here. Quit being an asshole.
So what is that? What is that? Who is that? That
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that was Stephen.
What is Stephen Hawking working for TMZ for? I don't know.
No more black holes.
They're
all out of them.
They're both pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage was obviously drunk because he had to be.
Nicolas Cage is awesome. I love him. I love that. You didn't like that suit?
Do you got a Nicolas Cage cool impersonation? Suit.
Oh no, all the bees are on me. Ah, I hate them. Hate those bees. How about that?
That's pretty good.
You want to hear mine?
That's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear yours.
Hey, look at the back of that dollar bill. See that eyeball? Trace that to the right. There's a treasure.
Whoa.
That's what I was going to do, too.
Holy shit.
Let's get the treasure, you guys.
Anytime someone says, hey, buddy, we do an impression, I always close my eyes. And I heard you. I was like... Seriously, why is Nick Cage here?
Right.
Yeah. I opened it. It was you.
Yeah. Heather, do yours again.
Again. Look at the back of the Constitution. There's the treasure.
All right, Biggie. Finish it off.
I'm gone in 60 seconds.
Then don't come back.
It'd be great if he said the name of the movie in every movie he's in.
Do a better
show. Is it a movie cover. Called Bees?
I'm Ghost Rider, Hell's
yeah,
Angel.
Ghost Rider.
I'm definitely going to leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. What was that first one with him and Holly Hunt?
Raising Arizona.
Yeah, Raising Arizona.
Looks like we'll be Raising Arizona. Well, we'll sit and stew on that. But let's take a quick break, shall we?
We shall. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage or wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at rockytopvapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your order.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies, some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
The numbers just came in, and IBWIP has tied the number of audience members as the last episode of The Walking Dead. Way to go, gang.
Thanks.
It was worth the wait.
That's really good then, right? Because The Walking Dead's pretty famous.
Yeah, now we are famous too. All
right, boys.
What?
All right, boys.
What's that?
What? I'm a girl.
All right, boys, what?
The file isn't working.
What song? What song did you choose?
It was called Antimatter.
Sing it.
It was a science.
Can we just sing
like
Weird Science?
It was a science. The science guy.
Let's just do Weird Science.
Weird. Weird Science.
All right, folks. This is a segment that we have not done in quite a long time.
It's been a while.
It is called What's Up in E-Smoke, and this is where we take companies who send us their juice, and we test it out, and we tell you what we think of them. Now, normally when you hear about a juice review, you think of some dude in a snapback hat with tattoos,
uh-huh,
standing in front of a camera.
All black shirt,
vaping. That's not what's going to happen in this one.
No.
We are, and we're kind of, I hate to say this, we have to do this non-biasedly. Is that a word?
Sure.
No. It's unbiasedly.
Okay, unbiasedly. Antimatter by Vaping Collective.
Yeah.
Which is a subsidiary of Rocky Top Vapor, who is our sponsor.
Yes.
They have a new line of juice out. It's called Antimatter, and there's two flavors. Now let me give you a little bit of backstory. When we went to Johnson City, Tennessee, we went and met people that we had never met. You know, we'd never met before.
And we'll never meet again.
No way.
No way am I driving 11. No. Not until we get that pop-up fixed. We're not going anywhere,
yay,
you guys. But we reviewed Shocker E-Liquid.
Yeah.
It was a great review. Dustin sang Steel Panther,
yeah,
I believe.
He did.
and we made numerous references to the hand signals that are on their logos. I mean, it's basically,
yeah,
their...
Their
whole advertising campaign.
It was.
And we got to be really good friends with the guys at Rocky Top and Shocker E-Liquid. And we went down there. Michael said, man, you know, we really liked the review. You know, we couldn't put it up on our website or anything.
Because we're filthy, rotten people?
because we're filthy, rotten. We're entertaining, but filthy and rotten. So I am going to try to, how would you say, temper myself. Maybe
church
not,
it up.
Maybe not. No, I don't want to church it up, but I have to stay true to my craft.
The PG-13.
PG-13. All right.
Like
so,
a well-cooked, hard-boiled egg.
Yes. So we've got two flavors that they have on their new antimatter, and the first one is cork.
Cork.
All right. Jason's going to read the flavor profile.
Also known as dragonberry yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
This sumptuous offering takes yogurt vapes to a whole new level. Sweet and delicate dragonberry dominates the inhale, followed by undertones of plump, slightly tart raspberry. The exhale pulverizes all of that berry juiciness into a fresh bowl of delectably smooth yogurt that lingers on the palate.
Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? All right, Biggie, what is your machine that you're using for today?
I am using my Sigelli 150-watt temperature control.
Okay, what kind of RDA you got on there?
I have a Dark Horse.
A Dark Horse?
That's my go-to.
All right.
My go-to. RDA.
The Quark, the first one.
Quark.
Antimatter.
Antimatter.
Do I say Quark? Am I saying
it's Quark?
Quark.
Well, why do you keep correcting me? Aren't I saying it right?
Quark.
Oh, Quark.
What am I saying?
Quart.
Quart. No, I didn't say corked.
Oh, what did you say?
Quart.
I get court.
No.
You sound like you're saying court.
There's no T in it.
It's a
I'm,
K.
No, it's just because I'm missing the tooth. It just, the extra.
You aren't making that noise with your teeth. You're making it with the back of your throat.
Love that.
Exactly.
Where's right. Where's your tooth?
It sound like you have a dick.
It's somewhere. I don't know where.
Wandering around.
All right, so Big E, why don't you give me what you're thinking of this first flavor?
I definitely taste the berry on the, you know, the dragon fruit and the raspberry on the front. And it tastes like that's real smooth yogurt at the end. I really like it.
Are you a fan of yogurt?
Really I eat yogurt every single day.
Throat yogurt?
I eat yogurt every single day.
I do. I eat it every single
day. What's your preference on yogurt?
I like a cherry.
Nice.
Like Greek yogurt?
No, Greek's a little too thick for me.
Okay, so what is yogurt? Yogurt is just
yogurt is curled. cultured
mm-hmm.
milk.
It means it goes to a lot of art fairs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's
highfalutin.
It loves Picasso.
It listens to Otis Redding. All right, I'm not a big yogurt fan. I'll tell you what. When I was super excited because Michael, don't call him Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He and we were in the hotel room. He was
yeah.
Sorry, that sounded bad. He said, "Hey, we got something coming up."
Can't yeah, tell
you. We had the lowdown. So the whole world.
He sent him to us, and I got nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I got nervous at the beginning because I'm not a big yogurt guy, and I'm not a big donut
guy.
Because
that's the next one.
Basically,
these taste like yogurt.
This one does.
This one does.
Did you listen to the summary that I gave?
No.
What were you doing when I was reading that?
Nothing.
Okay, just let your mind go.
Exactly.
Just always drifting ever back to Bernie.
No, you gotta hold the button.
Oh, but how cute will it be if I have a little puppy Bernie, puppy Sanders at home?
You gotta hold
puppy Sanders.
Okay. Hold the button.
There you go, girl. You take that.
There you go.
Except. When I see that it says 0 milligrams, I thought it was like OMG, e-liquid.
Oh my!
But
oh my God, it's e-liquid.
Yeah.
Did you taste the yogurt?
Oh yeah, it does kind of taste yogurty now.
The yogurt is to me the yogurty taste is kind of the aftermath after everything settles after a hit. I'm a fruit guy, so there's just enough raspberry,
razzmatazz.
There's just enough. Dragon fruit. What does dragon fruit taste like? Yeah. It's expensive. My son told me, I go, do you like dragon fruit? He's like, it's expensive. That's all I know.
You told us that before, too.
I like that your son was like, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. My,
I don't eat things like that.
I thought
that.
You told us that before, too.
That it's expensive?
That dragon
it
fruit.
It is expensive. Yeah. And it looks like a weird star. It doesn't look anything like a dragon, or what you'd imagine a dragon would look like.
Obviously, cloud production is something we must talk about. Yes. Jason, this is what you're...
I judge all these solely on cloud production. All
right.
And right now, we're sitting under a table, and it's got a couple
of... We're
sitting under a table. We've created a...
this a table
little,
fort!
A little pod fortress.
This isn't even Max VG. It's not even Max VG.
What
it's,
is the PGVG on there?
On Quark, it is 75 VG and 25 PG.
Yeah, so
it's not rated for all children.
So it's almost like a drip. It's almost
geared
for like dripping. Not dripping, but tanks.
So
it's not as thick.
It's got good cloud production.
But a real good cloud production.
Because you've been getting this nice thick plumage, and it's blocking out the light. That's what I was getting at before. We're sitting at this kitchen table, and there's a light over us, and you are blocking it out. It's like a total eclipse of the vape.
Now, I'm going to...
We
went to St. Louis. We went to the vape convention, and we got a whole bunch of juice. And when I got back, I was like, oh, we're going to do hundreds of What's Up You Smokes, because we didn't do them for a while. We quit doing them for a while just because we had got a bat law. And as I was going through all the different brands, really everything tastes the same as everything else.
Mm-hmm.
If it says melon on it, it's going to taste like – you know, if it's a strawberry, for the most part, it's going to taste like strawberry. So – when I got these in the mail, I was like, oh, God, I love these guys. Brandy is beautiful. If I say anything bad about the juice.
Don't call her Mike.
Michael is going to, you know, beat me up. And Clean Matt.
Yeah, Clean Matt.
Clean Matt helps.
Clean Matt.
Clean Matt helps make it now. Yeah. But yeah, I really I don't like yogurt. It's just a soft yogurt. It's just a light yogurt taste. And the fruit, the whole vape, that whole juice right there, that whole flavor is definitely a smooth, light, fluffy, if that makes any sense, like a light, fluffy flavor. It's not real hard. It's not real in your face. But there's definitely, as you're vaping it, you can vape it all day.
Oh, yeah.
And there's as you're vaping it throughout the day, you're getting all the different flavors out of it.
I got a question.
No.
Okay.
My mistake. Okay, now go.
Oh, okay. This reminds me of like Willy Wonka, that movie Willy Wonka, because you're saying there's like two different flavors going on. One when you inhale,
mm-hmm.
and there's a completely different flavor when you're exhaling. Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know.
What kind of witchcraft is this?
Science.
Brandy.
Weird science.
Brandy and Matt are in that lab with their little white booty things on.
Think of anything you're eating at home. Have you ever eaten anything and you're like, I'm chewing it. Oh, it tastes good. And then you swallow and you get like a different flavor. How does this happen with vaping?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's magic.
Two different flavors in one inhale.
The only thing I can say is maybe.
Miracle.
Maybe Brandy and Matt are magicians.
Wizards.
Wizards. He's a warlock and she's what's a girl wizard? A wizardette?
Yeah. I think it's a wizard and a witch.
A witch.
Oh, but I don't want. That sounds bad, though.
No, witches are good.
Remember
did
Glenda?
Did you feel like
remember Glenda the good witch?
Why can't everyone be a
sorceress?
Wizard? Why does
sorceress.
Wizard have to be male?
Sorceress.
Do you remember Brandy was a sweet lady,
yep.
sweet adorable, had just enough accent that it didn't seem like she had sex with her brothers or anything?
Right.
Jeez. PG-13.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But also, she had that look in her eye.
Oh, no.
That like if you crossed her, she would do a spell on you.
I'm gonna cut you.
That's a lady who knows her worth.
Des, I would not mess with her.
Boom.
All right, so as I reload for the next one,
reload,
Jason. Get on her.
This the second and final one is called Fission, and it is like a cream filled donut. In the world of donut connoisseurs, some would argue that the glaze is the best part. Others claim that the dough is the star of the show. Here at Antimatter Liquids, we believe that the filling is what really makes this champion stand out in the sea of pretenders.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm saying. Fission splits open the perfect filled donut to expose the decadent rich cream filling we all love. Light and creamy with the perfect balance of body and cake goodness. Bon appetit. Same as the last one, 75 VG, 25 PG. Mm-hmm.
Again, I saw the flavor on the original, on the bottle, and I said cream-filled donut. I was like, oh, man, because I don't like glazed donuts. The only kind of donuts I like are cake donuts in real life.
Right.
They're real thick, dense donuts.
I like it to sit in my fucking belly and then
fire it right out.
Fire it right out. So I was expecting a very strong, custardy kind of taste,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like those.
Like a Boston cream kind of filling.
Yeah, because every donut or Krispy Kreme wannabe that I've had or whatever, it was very very harsh. It was so potent that it was harsh.
What is it? What does it taste then?
When we were in St. Louis at the vape convention. I went out of my way and I spent money on a 100-ml bottle of this stuff called it was raspberry filled donut because I liked the way it tasted there. Well, I have it at home now and I don't even use it because whatever sweetener they put in there tastes artificial. I can taste like the saccharin or whatever. Their donut, cream filled donut, to me is way better than the one that I went out of my way to buy.
And this one, for me, it's light and fluffy flavored. It's not a heavy cream. Both of these, when I say light flavor, I don't want people to go, oh, well, there's not a lot of flavor to it. There is a huge amount of flavor, but it's just light on your palate.
Yeah. It doesn't feel overwhelming. I just took a puff.
Yeah.
Doesn't
feel bad.
Mm-mm. For both of these, you kind of said, I'm a little hesitant about it, and you said looking at the label, but... Did you know before looking at the label, when you guys were talking in St. Louis, did you have a heads up of what these flavors are going to be?
Absolutely.
No.
So you guys just knew there was a new line
That's
coming?
That's all he said. Something was coming, and I can't tell you what.
Okay.
Look for something soon.
Now, so on both of these flavors, I liked that they just started with two flavors.
Yeah.
Start with two flavors on a new line, see how they go. They're unique. You can tell that they spend time on developing their flavors. They don't just say, oh, here is some BG, here's some PG, and then
here's our version of this. Here's our version of this. Suck on this.
And their bottle game keeps getting better, too.
That was my next thing.
Was the next thing? Yeah. I love this bottle.
Hold that up there. There's the smaller bottle.
I think, what is this, an 80 mil bottle? I didn't get the size, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe 100 most.
But they're in the plastic bottles, which I love.
Yeah.
To all vape companies out there, quit using glass bottles.
Yeah. Unless, for some reason, it's keeping the juice longer, which I don't see how it is.
No, but it's just a pain in the ass because those child-proof click things, you got to...
And it's always a dropper, too, with the glass, right?
Yeah, these, this is just your take the lid off and it's ready to go.
You're good to go.
It's got... they used to have the unicorn tips, but these are even more... So you can drip them, and it's easier to fill up your tank. So, stepping up your game on the bottles. Now... You're probably thinking to yourself, mm-hmm. Blake, this sounds all well and good. Mm-hmm. It's a premium liquid. What's it cost? Like $40?
Yeah, how much $50? Does it cost?
Yeah, probably like 50. I mean, it's good. You guys seem to like it. I guess if I had to, yeah, I'd pay $50 for it.
All right. Well, you don't have to.
What?
For a 60 mil bottle.
That's probably what this is then.
It is $15.
No.
145 mils is $30.
What?
That's what they're doing.
They are giving this away.
There, and I'll tell you what, if you're listening, okay, Rocky Top Vapor, Vaping Collective, Brandy, Michael, Dave,
Matt.
Keep quiet. Don't listen to this part. If you go to RockyTopVapor.com, order it, IBWIP20, you're getting 20% off of that.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Madness.
So
basically, takes care of your
taxes and shipping and handling. Shipping, probably, yes. Probably knocks all that crap.
Yeah, so
out,
you're
right?
Pretty much, but if it's $30 for that 145, that's pretty much what you're paying.
Bada bang, bada boom.
These are both all day vapes. The thing I found at a lot of the juices that we got in St. Louis, they're not all day vapes. No. You can vape them for like maybe 15 minutes.
Now, what does that mean? The flavor is so bold that you can't keep going all day?
It doesn't overconsume your taste buds. It doesn't fry them out during the day.
Dry you out.
With Shocker e-liquid, Audio Fog, and now Antimatter, they're all day vapes. They're all not overpowering. Except that pod fog that I got that's been steeping and steeping and steeping that I made, that Brandy made for me because I gave her the wrong ratio of what. Uh-huh. That shit will knock you out in one hit. It's almost black.
Wow.
But that's because I told her, I said, here, mix this stuff up.
Brandy, I got a question for you. I know you're listening. How long before this stuff goes bad? Because I have bottles sitting at home that I've been trying to get to, and they're like a different color now.
You need to vape three times as fast. This is steeping. It's a steeping.
It's a steeping.
So, so overall, and yes, I mean we are affiliated with them in a roundabout way, but I'm gonna be honest. I think they would respect us more to be honest with them. You know, if I said, hey, I think this is crap, Brandy would punch me in the face. Then they would be like, yeah, I understand. You know, if you don't like it, so. Definitely go to vapingcollective.com.
But you check them out. But you do like them.
I do. I will give them both a B plus.
Out of 10?
Out of 7. Out of 7, I give them a 7.
Wow. Nailed it.
That's a what's the guy's name?
That's a different show.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, that's the score you get.
All right, and so here is where it fades out the music that's supposed to be in there.
All right.
Weird. Science.
Pretty good.
Come on, man. Funk that. Funk that. Why is it, man? Funk that. Come on, man. Funk that.
I like that.
Funk that.
And you know what? That's about it. That's all I can say, because this whole segment, Chap That Ass, is about us being pissed off. And all I can say is I like that song. The rest of this segment, I'm going to be angry and pissed off.
Okay, so as of right now, we're all in good moods.
Okay.
Everyone enjoy
that?
Give me permission to be angry.
I'm going to let Heather go last.
All right.
Just a reason.
Good.
Scott's in the middle of a song. So, Jason,
in the middle of a song.
Why don't you start us off? What's chapping your ass right now?
Buying apparel. Online apparel purchases. That's what's chapping my ass.
You bought a pair of boots at a store right here in our town.
Correct.
Did they have the fur?
No, but they did have the apple bottom jeans.
All right. You chose to take those back, and then you ordered some stuff online.
That's true. I went to the Buckle, and I got some shoes from a brand I've never heard of, and everyone's there's like, yeah, those are so cool. And I got swept up in the con, and then I spent like $175 on shoes.
This Buckle's crazy.
It is a little bit. And I took it back. But when I initially went there to the mall, I went to Sears. I was just trying to check out all the different places in the mall that had boots. I wanted to see some cool boots. And in my journey, I came across the Skechers Alley Cats. Are you guys familiar with these?
No.
The Skecher Alley Cats came out in the 90s, kind of in that craze where everyone was, like myself right now, wearing flannels and then Doc Martens.
Yes.
And I am poor and have been poor for a long time.
Had them forever.
Yes. These I have put on the table my Skecher Alley Cat. And this is my sixth or seventh pair of these shoes. And it is my final pair of these shoes. And to my knowledge, you couldn't get them anymore.
Even if you were Kanye West, you couldn't get those.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know the extent of his power.
Powerful.
As I often do for this show and for the other show I work on,
that's a foot.
I scour the internet looking for shoes, and I could not find this for years. And then I see one of these at Sears a couple weeks ago, and I about lose my goddamn mind. I go online, and there they are, exactly my size.
With Sears?
No, I went to the Skechers website proper.
Okay. Isn't that where you should have went first?
I probably could have gone there first, but I just in my head is like these haven't been on the shelves in years. They don't exist. I've got the last pair, and then the places I would go is like, oh yeah, we've got the. We've got the size you want, but not the type, or we've got the type, but not the size. And so for years, I thought, oh, I'm screwed. This is my final pair. And they're pretty beat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I go on there, and then I buy three pairs on a Wednesday, and I use their promo code, not IBWIP20, but WILD20.
Ooh.
Nah.
And I got 20% off, and they came, and they do not fit. Same size, but I think I need the wide version because it gets a little tight towards my toes. And now it's like I got these three pairs of shoes sitting at my house, and I'm never going to return them. They're just going to sit there.
You're forever. Not going to return
them?
You
got to return
them. What'd you get? You bought them from Skecher, though,
straight from Skecher. I think it was like $140 for three pairs.
Oh, absolutely it was. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Three pairs. That's
you
got
to return those, bro.
I pay that for one pair.
Call them on the phone.
I will, but it's just a pain in the ass because I looked at the tongue of my shoe. And I called them. I said, hey, I want to make sure I wanted to see what I'm wearing right now and get the exact same thing. And I thought I matched it up with them on the phone, and maybe I didn't. So I was like, I waited. Oh my God, I was so excited for them to come in the mail. And there they were, and I put them on. They don't fit. So,
Not every shoe or every pair of jeans are all made the same. Do they all fit the same way?
Yeah, different Asian kids make them.
Yeah, exactly.
Super concerned. So, I have shoes coming in the
mail. Like when you try on jeans, you get two of the same size, they're not going to fit the same way. Same way it should be.
Even the same brand and
even
everything?
The same brand, yeah. Right. They're not going to fit the same.
Maybe the same brand.
Now, it's funny that you brought this up because I actually have a same situation.
Chap in your ass?
I don't want to use it as my chap because I feel like I'm milking off your chap.
You can draft off it. That's fine.
I'm drafting off your chap. I'm drafting your chap.
Draft my ass? Draft that ass?
I'm drafting your ass. Write that down. Draft my ass.
That's draft your ass.
So, my mother-in-law... took my stepson to Texas, and I said, "Hey, while you're down there, would you get me an orange Houston Astros hat?" You guys know I love the color orange. I want an orange Houston Astros hat, the old school, not the logo. I said, "I don't want a fitted hat. I want a flex fit, so that way I don't have to worry about size, and I don't want a snapback because I look dumb with them on." Scott has a head for it. I don't have a head for a snapback. So I'm all excited. And I don't, she brings it back, you get it back from Texas. It's fitted. It's an inch and a half.
It fits me.
It fits his head. And it's not a flex, it's a fitted. And so I'm like, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
The lady did.
It's a flat bill. You don't want
Flat it's not bill. My mom. She doesn't know my head size.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my mom knows my head size.
Mom definitely knows my head size.
My head came out of my mom's vagina. She's going to know how big it is.
All she's got to do is look at her vagina.
She's been measuring her vagina from day one.
As your head grows throughout the years, do you just put it back down there?
No, I think it's a bond between a mother and a son.
It's like gauging your ear.
Right. So I go, no problem. I can just return it, mm-hmm. exchange it. So I look at the receipt, and it's from this company,
Hat Plus.
Haraz or something. Haraz. So I go, okay, there's probably one of those at the mall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No problem.
There's people who still go to the mall, right?
Yeah.
And so I go online, and the closest one is 150 miles from here.
It's a fuzzy hole.
So I don't know what size hat I wear on a fitted hat.
No.
Yeah, no way.
7 5/8, I'll tell you that.
So they send me, I email them and say, hey, my wonderful mother-in-law got me this hat. I really like it, but it just doesn't fit. So they send me the form to fill out to mail it back with the receipt. And luckily, I had the receipt, so that's cool. But now I got to figure out, I have to go to the mall, try on a fitted hat to see what size I have, then come home, then box it up, then ship it out, and then just pray, just pray that they send me the right thing.
Because I'll tell you what. Hats are the same as fucking jeans. I've been wearing fitted hats forever, and 1 7 5/8 doesn't fit like the other 7 5/8. So you're
that doesn't make any sense.
It is weird. It's
that's a measurement. At least in like some clothes, it's just like that's a 1. Yeah, well, that's a 7.
They're all made in a factory made by human beings.
Heather's been pissed off about that comment ever since the jean portion.
There's room for error.
Did you say you just ordered some shoes?
I did just order some shoes, and they're these cute pumps, and I'm really concerned. I have wide feet. And so I occasionally wear like large shoes anyways, but I occasionally, and because they're pumps and heels, I'm really concerned about how it's going to be in the toes.
Well, good luck to you. I have to say to you guys, ordering online apparel, are you chapping my ass?
Yeah.
And you, Blake, should use a tape measure around your head.
I did.
And measure it that way.
I put a tape, but.
How did that work?
It's like 21.
There's a conversion.
There's a conversion I got to do.
Well, no, you just get on the internet. It'll tell you if you. There's a chart.
Yeah, it gives you a
it's
range.
It's chapping his ass.
It gives you a range. It doesn't say, hey, if your head measures 21 and a quarter, then you need a 6 5/8 hat. No,
well,
it's like,
a child's hat.
It's a, it's in between this and this.
I bet you could do a 7.5, but like you said, you're going to have to go to the mall and put them on your head now to figure out where you're
at. That's chapping my ass. Heather?
Yeah.
What's chapping?
Is it my turn?
What's chapping your ass?
I wrote down a few during this whole... situation. Let's see.
Bernie delegates?
No,
they're chapping her ass.
I know. We're Bernie delegates are chapping my ass. But maybe let's talk about something that's less serious. Children who aren't watched.
Oh.
I think we've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
But
the doctor's office.
So we were talking about this before you came here.
So I work at an apartment complex, right? And I work in a leasing office. And people come in and out of the office, especially from 5 to 6. It gets crazy. All these people come off work. They're looking to pay their rent. They want to talk to us about what the fuck ever's happening. There's 450 of these apartments that I have to manage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a huge complex. And this is the 5th, which is rent day, the last day before these people have a late fee. So there's a lot of people. And this lady comes in, and she brings her adorable little daughter, but doesn't watch her at all. And, like, by not watch her, I mean, like, she goes in the other office to talk to my assistant manager and leaves her, like, 8-year-old to run amok.
Takes a village.
Yeah. And, yeah.
It
and
takes
she,
an apartment complex.
She comes across to my side of the desk.
Oh.
Yeah. And she like,
broke the fourth wall.
Yeah. And she's, like, standing next to me while I'm, like, helping people with their, like, I have, like, checks on my desk for, like, hundreds of dollars. Like, probably, like, $5,000 worth of checks was sitting on my desk when she came back there. And I have my stamping people's back of their checks. And she takes my stamp and just stamps it all over the papers that I have sitting on my desk. I'm like, we're going to stop now. And you can't like reprimand this kid that's
Where's
not yours
your
with all these people in front of you, you know? So then I'm just like, we're going to put that away. And then I get up for a second and she sits down in my chair and she's like sitting there like, ooh, I'm in your chair. And so I walk up to her and I say, hey, like, let me sit down.
Hey,
and she's
get
like,
the fuck
no.
out of my chair.
And she's like, no. And then she goes over and goes into my supply closet on the far end. Her mother still nowhere to be seen. Still like, what are you doing? And my other coworker has to like watch her in the supply closet. She steals like an entire section of colored paper that we have back there. And Emma's like, Emma, my coworker, she's like, no, you can have one piece. So she gives her one piece. And then the girl just like proceeds to rip it all up and like leave from there. But it was just so, so goddamn frustrating. Like, what? And
couldn't you go like knock on the door and say, "Hey, take this kid out of here"?
I didn't even. The lady spoke Spanish. I couldn't even like.
Oh my god! Was it?
I couldn't even speak Spanish.
Was it a
tenant?
Was it a tenant?
Yeah, I mean, I should have just been like, "Hey, like your daughter," and right. then
hey. Holy guacamole!
Hey, here's your eviction papers.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to speak Spanish to do it, but I could have just been like, "Oh, your kid."
Excuse-o, pardon me-o, get the hell out-o.
We can.
Oh,
helado. Helado is ice cream.
Ay, caramba! I can't say things like that to human beings.
I think I know exactly what you're thinking because. Mm-hmm. I've talked about it before, and Molly was just talking about it earlier, like with Cub Scouts. Like, she's sitting in the Cub Scout thing. They're doing, and all the parents are, you know, sitting around on their phones,
mm-hmm.
and all these kids are just running amok and acting stupid. Now, the hardest part, and you don't have this problem, but you can see the frustration is, as a parent, you're trying to teach your kid how to act in public, but all they see is how these other kids are acting. So yeah. then you reprimand them, and then everybody looks at you like,
Exactly. You get the flip side of the coin. You get – I don't let Dylan get away with shit when we're out in public because I don't want to be that parent. But then I have other people looking at me like, he's just a kid. I look at him and go, he's my kid.
Right.
And he's not going to be an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can let your kids run around and get hurt and break their limbs. I'm responsible for this child, and he's going to do what – I want.
The other story that I had recently was residents occasionally bring in pictures of things that have happened in their apartments in order to prove that they didn't do it. And this guy comes in and he says, I have these damage that happened, but it's not my fault. Not my fault. Which instantly means that it was his fault.
It sounds like all day you just deal with excuses.
Yeah.
The last day, you know, exactly. in the bewitching hour of paying uh-huh. your rent before it goes into late, I feel like all you get is a stream of excuses that come in. Is that right?
Yes, most certainly. Ugh. And like people, like today, lots of people came in and were just like, I didn't deliberately not pay my rent. I'm like, no one thinks that you did that, but you still owe a late fee.
Now right. I think that.
You deliberately didn't pay your rent.
But this guy comes in and he brings his cell phone in and he says, you know, my plates on my light switch, your outlet plate. He's like, they broke. And he's like, but it wasn't my fault. And he shows me this picture and they are like busted. Like
78 busted. Cents. Go buy one.
Yeah, and not to mention like, that's definitely your fault. Like, we definitely didn't give you broken plates on your outlets. Like, how did that happen?
I woke up and it was just all over the floor.
And next to the outlets being broken are all these crayon marks all over the walls. And I'm like, what about that? And he's like, oh, you know, I have a kid. I'm like, you have a kid.
Awesome.
It doesn't mean he writes on the wall.
You have a kid that you are letting write on the wall.
That's not your property.
They took a toy. Well, you don't. It doesn't matter if it's your property or not. You don't teach your kid, hey, it's okay just to draw on whatever you want
to. Mm-hmm. So then I spent the rest of the time being like, there are magic erasers. Like, so I told him about magic erasers, and I hope he got one.
No, you shouldn't have told him about magic erasers. You should.
I can't tell him to not have a kid write on the wall.
No. Yes, you can, because then when his lease is finally up, or when he hooks, you know, his wife leaves him and he has to move out, or they have to move out, and you go in there and you assess the damage, and then you bill him, and he has to pay for it. That's the only way. And you know what? He's not going to pay for it. He won't pay for it.
He'll find a way to get out of it.
You'll be looking around for him forever and a day. But you know what? After 2 months of trying to find him and telling him, hey, you owe another $75 because we had to paint your living room, you stupid fuck.
Yeah.
Then you can put it on his credit report. And so then eventually he's going to try to go buy a new car. And he's not going to be able to because he's done stupid shit like this.
It's going
to
be like crayon marks were just all over his credit.
Fuck that guy.
Wow. Crayon credit.
I don't know how you're sitting down. Your ass must be thoroughly chapped.
Thoroughly chapped.
You guys got me worked up.
Before we go with you, can you take your headphones off for just a second, Blake?
Sure.
Okay. Guys, I went first, and then you went second, Heather, and we're getting Blake worked up with our ass chappiness.
Mm-hmm. Should we chap his ass?
No. I'm just saying we're getting him really worked up. I don't want to overheat him. Biggie, please tread lightly on your chapped that ass. I don't want him to go to an 11 and explode.
Okay.
All right, Blake. Sorry. Can you go ahead and put your headphones back on there?
Okay. Cool. I was just doing some camera work here.
But everything looks great, by the way. You look great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Big E, you're the final man here.
Okay.
And we're, yeah. What's
chapped my ass? All right, so it's known probably now that my side job is I deliver pizzas.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, you deliver pizzas. And on episode 240 four,
which
you have not heard yet. We don't think that you deliver pizza. We think that you're out fucking some women.
No.
Oh shit!
Can't a male prostitute.
Yes.
Male prostitute.
Yes.
You know that
yes?
male prostitutes no. often have just male guests.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No. Oh. No. Okay. No.
Confession.
So confirm. Of course. So I do deliver pizzas on the weekends, and the thing that chaps my ass about it is Saturday morning. We open up at 10:30. 11 o'clock comes around. We get our first order. It's for 11 pizzas, $75 after tax, plus their delivery fee. Over on the other side of Morton, I go over there. It's a little girl's birthday party. They're outside playing in the street. It's in this... like
because the parents aren't watching them.
No.
Outside playing in the street.
It's like Hyde Park. Okay, like Hyde Park used to be the ritziest part of Morton. Now it's this... little subdivision. These people, I mean, this house is $500,000-$600,000 house, whatever. So they're all playing outside, and I go up and I'm like, oh, okay, this is gonna be a good one. So I go inside. I went in the house. I put the pizza on the counter. The only thing I didn't do was put it on the goddamn plates to give it to the kids. Guy, and it was a credit card. He tips me $3 on $75. I got back to the store. I said, it cost me that much in gas to go over there.
Yeah.
What's the delivery charge?
$2.50. And I don't
per pizza or every order?
Every
just
order.
Just order. Just
just for me to walk out that door.
If it's 11 pizzas or a ham sandwich,
yeah.
It's $2.50.
It's $2.50. $2.49. And the drive, and it says right on our boxes, right on the box, right on the website. That $2.49 is not your driver's gratuity. Tip, please tip your drivers. So accordingly, you know. So on a $75 bill, if I was a waiter at a restaurant, what 50? The standard is what 15%?
20% is more acceptable nowadays.
Yeah. What's 20% on $75?
It's impossible to say.
I don't know.
$14, $15.
Yeah,
$15.
That's what I should have got. I got $3. From the richest part of town.
God. You know, that's how they get rich, bullshit. My friend.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How they get rich. Because
they're smart with their money.
I
go and deliver to a birthday party, another birthday party. The following order is another like 7 or 8 pie birthday party.
That's
insider talk.
That's slang for pizza.
Okay.
At a cool. At the Holiday Inn Express. In the pool. I walked in, literally walked in the fucking
pool. In the swimming pool.
Maybe. In the swimming pool.
You walked into the swimming pool?
The floor is completely wet. I'm at risk of busting my ass. Did the same thing. I put the pizza on the table.
Yep.
Lady tipped me right. $10 tip. And I left out there going, that's how it should have been done over in hoity-toity land.
But you had to get in the pool for that one.
I had to get in the pool for that one.
Maybe they didn't want you to walk inside their house.
No, they want it. They'll invite you in. I'm like,
that's crazy. And you do that
now in Peoria. Now, if I was delivering in Peoria, that is a no freaking double no no. We don't. You don't go in the house in Peoria. You don't. You don't even get to take. Technically, we're not even supposed to take the garbage out once it's.
But you're in Morton.
We're in Morton.
Do you deliver in Peoria? Or
no,
do you
no.
From
I deliver
stores?
In Morton.
Why would you take their garbage out?
No, I mean not their.
You go
garbage.
From Morton to Peoria to take their trash out?
Yes, no.
What is a horror story that you have heard about a delivery driver going into someone's house?
I haven't any in Morton, but there's a one of the guys that my boss used to work for. My boss, he hired him. I don't know if you guys read the paper all that often.
I've never read a paper. Go ahead. A
couple weeks ago, he was in the paper because he got robbed.
A pizza driver.
Yeah, from Domino's. All we have on us is $20.
Did he go into the house?
No. This was somebody robbed. You know, waited for him to get done or whatever or before.
Stuck him up
for $20.
Pizza.
$20. That's it.
That's
all you're gonna get from me. Moral of the story is: tip your driver.
Tip
your waiters.
Driver.
Tip your bartenders.
How's your ass?
It was pretty chapped that day.
I have an interesting story.
Oh.
No, it's all right.
Sorry.
We can tell it after. Man, fuck that.
What is your story? I'm sorry.
Oh, I have a friend who, this is his reaction. One time we were about to go on a cross-country journey, and we went to get Domino's pizza, and we called to get Domino's pizza, and he proceeded to tell the person on the phone, "I don't believe in tipping, so I'm just not going to be tipping today." Before, and then I was, me and the other person there were like, "Well, we're not eating that pizza."
Right. Here's, sure, a, no, yeah, here's another we're one. Never touching that pizza. I know we're still getting off, but there's another one. A guy called the store the other day, said, "I'm sorry, I can't tip the driver." So I get there, I deliver the pizza. This dude makes me look like a baby. Hands me a 20 and says, I need the $5 back because payday's tomorrow. I'm looking at him. I get back to the store. I said, "This motherfucker could have ordered anything else on the fucking menu, and he decides to spend $14.50 on pizza that he don't even have the money for."
He wanted what he wanted, and you be damned.
Yeah, aww. And you get the brunt of it.
Blake, did you have a chapped ass? Are we on a time crunch?
We're on a time crunch.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's because I ran along by adding.
You
my whole
drafted
story.
That ass.
Draft that ass. Speaking of drafting that ass, Big E, why don't you give us the release schedule?
Okay. Here we go. Episode 243, Root Beer Predator, is now available. Episode 244, Mustache Straw, is now available.
That's, Heather, just so you know, Mustache Straw is what we call a blowjob now.
Oh.
Ah, weird.
If not really weird. You think the penis is a straw, and their pubic hair is your mustache.
My mustache?
Well, if you're giving the blowjob.
Oh, because it's like I have a straw with a mustache on it. Oh, like a party favor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that
cool.
This is what
it is. That's cool.
Clever.
This is what
it's real cool.
This is what happens when you're not around.
Mustache straw has become a thing.
The last two shows that you weren't at, Root Beer Predator and Mustache. Straw mustache. Mustache straw.
Why weren't you here to reel us in?
I'm sorry.
There was even a girl here.
She didn't do a good job reeling us in.
Our next episode, episode 246, our next episode, inevitably titled, It's a Tumor, will be available.
It is a tumor.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, Arnold. It's a tumor.
There you go.
We will be available on Friday, April 29th. And don't forget, Saturday, April 23rd is National Zucchini Bread Day.
Ugh.
The worst of the breads is celebrated this day. Kind of like there was a National Carrot Top Day or a National Aquaman Day.
That's
also,
that's a good one.
Pretty good joke.
Because they both suck.
They do both suck.
Fuck those guys.
He is ripped, though, that Carrot Top. I wouldn't tell him that to his
Fuck
face.
His muscles.
Also, Saturday, 23rd is World Laboratory Day. I had to go to the lab once to pee in a plastic container for a drug test as part of a job interview. If peeing in things that aren't a toilet qualifies something as a laboratory, then my entire backyard is a laboratory.
The best thing about these jokes is that they just come out so naturally.
They jokes on jokes on jokes. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, because we take it to heart. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you could take it to a fart. Did I read that right?
Can take it to fart.
I got to tell you, Biggie, you read almost none of it right, but I don't care. I love that you're here. I love that you're reading it in general, and I don't care. The jokes aren't very good to begin with.
Oh, Jesus.
You're just so endearing.
I'm about to pass out.
From a fart?
No, from laughing.
Okay, good. That's better.
Hey, this is Blake's part. I was going to read that, too. I was going to butcher that.
All right, folks. Hey, we went a little long this evening. We're a little long in the tooth, but we're practicing for Rob. Jason's practicing for robbing a bank.
Yep.
The longer, the better.
Yep.
It's been another fun night. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Check out some past episodes of IBWIP. We go back now almost 9 years. It'll be 9 years next month. So there's plenty of episodes to check out. Also, definitely check out everything on the FCF network. I'm kind of privy to y'all checking out Couch Pilots. I think we're on a roll.
It's a good show.
If you like craft beer-esques, you can listen to Drunken Lullabies.
You say craft beer what?
That show is a good show.
Craft beer-esques.
What are those?
What is that?
That's fancy craft beers.
Oh.
Is it?
No.
Oh, okay, I don't know. That's a good show, though.
Sounds like an ice skating move, like a fancy beer-esque.
Ah, yes. Well, I've seen Dustin do a high kick.
Oh,
yeah, I missed that. Where Dustin, was I for the high kick?
Dustin was a wonderful high kicker, though.
Was I that drunk?
We all were.
Mm-hmm.
No, we weren't. We weren't all that drunk.
Well, something.
I have video of Jason doing a high kick in his underwear.
Oh, I saw the pictures of Jason in his underwear, and it was very funny.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I didn't post them on social media because I didn't want your mom to see, because me and your mom are friends.
Where did you put it that she saw it then?
You just sent it to me.
Oh, you just sent her pictures of me in my underwear. I don't think I got that either. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I said you shouldn't have left.
Yeah, I did.
You missed the karate kick.
The karate kid kick?
Heather?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Aw, it's a pleasure to be here.
And as the intern, I really appreciate you going business casual today.
Thank you.
You look very nice. And your phone matches your outfit. And
oh, you should see my pants.
Huh?
They're just very business casual.
Okay.
More business formal, honestly.
I was,
Oh, like as if they match my phone case?
Right.
How great would that be if I stood up right now and I had powder blue pants on?
What are we talking about?
Either way.
Okay.
Big E, thank you for supplying your own earring aids.
Ears? Yeah.
Did I say earring aids?
Earring
aids. Yeah, I thought you earring. Was like wearing earrings.
I supplied my own Beats. It's a funny thing. I bought these Beats and I said, hey, how long of an extension cord should I get for these Beats? And then he texted me back before he even answered. He goes, please tell me you didn't buy those just to do the show, did you? I'm like, no, I bought them for home use, but I mean, I'm going to bring them now that I have them.
Why the hell not?
So, yeah. I'm balling.
He was complaining. He had a complaint. There is a pair that aren't really the best that we have here.
Is it the orange ones?
No, it's not the orange ones. That's the thing. I could get really worse ones out. But there's ones that he was having a little trouble with. I think he was really drunk.
Okay.
I had to take them off. Like, when I was sitting in that chair, whatever was over, I was like, don't even put them on, they don't work.
On the FCF Network, Low Blow Podcast, check those eyes out. Sex with Heather?
Hi, cheerio.
Hey, it's a show.
It is a show.
Check that one
out. So is
Low Blow.
Check
it out.
Check it out. Amazingly, yesterday you had like 45 downloads in one day.
Shit.
After having three for like...
I like that.
Is my wife yelling for...
She's excited about my 45 downloads.
Is she in pain, or what's going on there?
Who cares? Let's wrap this shit up.
All right, we're wrapping it up. S&M Radio, what else did I forget?
Johnsonville Brats.
Oh, yes, everybody's eating Johnsonville Brats. Thank you very much. Thanks to Rocky Top Vapor, as always, for sponsoring us. Go to the website. Use promo code IBWIP20. Definitely check out Antimatter. You can get that at Rocky Top Vapor or at... vapingcollective.com. Yeah. So check them out. There are some good quality juices, and that's why we love them.
Ooh, yes. Tasty.
I won't forget this time. Go for it, Heather.
The new numbers just came in, and IBWIP has 1,000,000th the audience as The Walking Dead. Nice try, gang. Weird inflection, though.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Yeah, draft my ass.
Is it draft your ass?
Draft your ass, I think.
Draft your ass.
Well, the segment's called...
he was drafting Jason's ass, what?
Well, the segment's called Chap Dead Ass. So I wrote
draft dead ass,
but you put whatever you want.
Draft.
Dead. I also put Fanadick, Palm Fronds, and Pop-Up Party. And that's it. That's all I wrote.
I am in favor of a pop-up party, though. When it's fixed.
I'm going to throw this pen in the garbage because it's worth that much.
Sorry.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.